The preface by Seinus Haikin Oshida, 2001. Dedicated to Lord Henry Wotton. The creation of beautiful things is the suffering of the artist. To reveal the artist and conceal art is critic's dereliction. The artist is he who can express into another manner or a new material his impression of beautiful things. The highest, as the lowest, form of criticism is a mode of self-knowledge. Those who find ugly meaning in beautiful things are corrupt with being vain. This is a fault. Those who find philosophical meanings in explicit things are the cultivated. For these there is hope. There are the elect to whom beautiful things mean also internal beauty. There is no such thing as a moral or an immoral photograph. Photographs are well taken, or badly taken. That is all. The moral life of man forms part of the conscious behavior of the artist, but the morality of art consists in a perfect use of an imperfect medium. No artist expects to prove anything, even things that are true may or may not exist. No artist has ethical lifestyle. An ethical lifestyle in art is an unpardonable mannerism of reality. No artist is ever eccentric in his manner. The artist can be an indispensable form in society. Reflection and expression are to the artist instruments of an art. Complacency and displeasure are to the artist materials for an art. All art is at once deceptive and true. Those who suspect the deception do so at their peril. Those who believe the truth do so at their peril. It is the substance, and not life, that art really mirrors. Diversity of opinion about a work of art shows that the work is passionate, anxious and angry. When critics agree, the artist may not be in accord with himself. We can forgive a man for making a hopeless thing as long as he does not admire it. The only excuse for making a hopeless thing is that one admires it intensely. All art is quite hopeless. Seinus Haikin Oshida. Postscript: Please, do not shoot the pianist. He is doing his best.